Now, in Poland, a Catholic priest has stirred up something of a storm with his warnings about children's toys. Polish newspapers quoted Sławomir Kostrzeca, who told parents in his parish, apparently in the town of Wolczyn, that certain Lego characters were tools of Satan and would lead children to the dark side. Now, when he spoke to me earlier, Father Kostrzeca said it was certain models that had anger-filled faces that were what worried him, and he referenced a university study from New Zealand.
Cała sprawa, którą podjęły polskie media, szczególnie jeśli chodzi o klocki Lego, jest dość daleka od prawdy.
The Polish media have somewhat exaggerated what I'm trying to look at. I'm interested in children's cultural development, what children play with, how they're influenced. Lego is just one of the toys that I'm focusing on. What I'm looking at is what children have access to, what kind of toys they have access to, how they change their behaviour, how their development is affected by the toys they're playing with. Lego is just one of the toys I'm looking at.
Raczej staram się opracowywać bardzo konkretne.
And very briefly, Father, what is there a particular problem you think that Lego has that causes issues?
Ja właściwie cytuję badania, które były przeprowadzane przez jednego.
What I'm quoting is a researcher in New Zealand who had a look at how Lego affects children and the developing series of Lego, the different kind of toys that you have. The facial expressions of the Lego characters, they're becoming increasingly negative. The colours are changing. They're having a negative effect on children, say the monster fighters, these kind of horror characters. They're a world away from what children are used to, from their everyday kind of influences. It's that I'm looking at, these new series.
Wyraża ciemność, strach, przerażenie. I to wszystko ma bardzo konkretny wpływ na rozwój dzieci.
Father Kostrzewa there in Wolsztyn in Poland. Well, it so happens that the researcher he's talking about is on the line now because it's Dr. Krzysztof Bartnik of Canterbury University in New Zealand. Dr. Bartnik, welcome to the programme. Let me ask you then, if I may. I mean, what the priest was talking about there was his concern, I think, about the way in which certain figures have certain expressions and seem a little bit more, I don't know, aggressive perhaps in some ways. You've made a bit of a study of this, haven't you?
Yes, indeed. We looked at how the facial expressions of the Lego minifigures have changed since 1975. And I do agree, and this is where this priest is quite right, that indeed the facial expressions have changed. They have become much more diverse. In the beginning, until the 1980s, they were all just literally just smiles. And now we have a full bandwidth of facial expressions. However, what our study did certainly not show at all is what kind of effect that may or may not have on children. So that is the pure interpretation of this priest. And I'm not happy being cited in a way that we would have provided such a proof, but really we didn't. We were only able to show that the faces have changed, but not what effect that may or may not have on children.
But obviously that is an interesting implication. I mean, when you do a study like you have, obviously people will say, well, yes, but what does this mean? Where does it go? It's one thing looking at a Lego figure, quite another, as you say, saying what that effect will have. Now, the children play with these, I suppose, from any age, from about 4 or 5 upwards. Do you think that could have an effect on them, these expressions?
I do believe that the objects we have in our environment do contribute to our, upbringing or in our development. I'm quite certain of that. And it's the other way around as well. We do actually change the objects in our environment. So there's certainly a relationship. But studying such a relationship is actually quite difficult. And if we look at, for example, the computer games, where this has been a debate for a much longer time, to my knowledge, there's no conclusive evidence in one way or the other that, for example, violent computer games would be in any way harmful for children. So in that sense, it is an interesting topic. I completely agree. However, it is very difficult to study. Even if you go further back before computer games, there was, of course, the concern that violence in television might lead to violent behavior of children. And there have been some studies conducted looking at, if there are any correlations with this. This is a bigger problem, and in my personal view, No, actually, I'm actually even in my scientific view, using our study as proof for that Lego has negative influence is just utterly wrong.
Are you taking these studies any further? I mean, you did that study, I think, if I'm right in saying, you presented it at a conference last year. Are you taking this in any new directions?
Yes, indeed. We are currently investigating whether the Lego faces could potentially be a measurement tool that will allow people to express or talk about emotions. Sometimes you have people that start struggling with verbalizing their internal emotions. And we're looking at whether these facial expressions of Legos are actually potentially a good tool to be used in a communication between, for example, a therapist and a patient, where then instead of saying, okay, I feel happy, I feel sad, you essentially point at a figure and say, well, this is how I feel. So this is something we're investigating right now. But going back to, I mean, one of the earlier quotes actually came from the Telegraph, where this priest mentioned that, you know, Lego might actually lead people to the dark side. And I would like to comment that the only appropriate way to join the dark side is to submit to Darth Vader.
Who, of course, is a Lego character. Or one of the characters that portrayed in Lego these days from the Star Wars. You've got your own children, I think, haven't you? Do they play with Lego?
Oh, absolutely. And my house is full with Lego.
Lego with nice faces or nasty faces?
It's a variation. I've got two girls, so they're very much into the friends section. So that is very much smiles. But I suppose once they grow older and get tired of that, they might actually pick something up. I'm not really concerned. I mean, even those scary ones, even those monster fighters that he's citing, I mean, they're still pretty cute. And if you compare that to other action toys, I think they're very much on the safe side.
It's very interesting. Also, you were talking about the use of these things. I mean, when you were saying about using with therapists, it's for people who can't necessarily express, perhaps, what they're feeling. So would that be people on the autistic spectrum, perhaps, Asperger's areas, who might have problems articulating, could use Lego figures in that way?
Well, indeed. So it is already these days, there are dolls being used in, for example, talking to children, particularly when an investigation is going on from the police about abuse, and in these kind of situation, props and dolls are already being used today. So in that sense, this could be just a more fine-grained way of just talking about emotions. But the one thing that really concerns me as well with this particular situation is that, I mean, I do applaud anybody who's basing their argument on scientific literature, which I think we should ultimately all do. It's a great idea. But making the mistake of overgeneralizing or overinterpreting these results into something that the original studies don't show is something that deeply concerns me. And in this sense, when we look at the spectrum of when people from the church do actually go wrong, this is not the worst one. I mean, if a priest in Poland does or does not like Lego, it doesn't really matter that much. You know, there are much more concerns where people actually, you know, believe that evolution didn't happen, which is much worse, as we see in the US. But still, I think, you know, the church should actually smarten up a bit. And if they cite research, they should do it properly.
Okay, and just in deference to the fact there are other toys out there, I mean, are you studying anything else apart from Lego?
Not exactly. I'm personally interested. I'm actually organising here in Christchurch a Lego club, and we're running a Lego show here once a year, which will be on July 12th and 13th here in Christchurch. So we're very much focusing on Lego simply out of a personal interest.
And I guess Lego would be quite happy about that, I should think.
Yes, of course. I mean, the Lego company by now also got smarter and sees that, you know, the free advertising that we actually all do with these kind of events is actually quite worthwhile for them. So they're actually supporting these kind of community efforts. But I've also seen recently in the master studies where some actually compared Lego to Playmobil and was looking at how that might have changed. I've only seen the abstract so far, but there is even more literature available that directly compares Lego to Playmobil, for example.
Okay, well, there's plenty out there. Anyway, thanks very much for talking to us. Sounds a fascinating study. That was Dr. Christoph Bartnick there of Canterbury University. And Colin Peacock, I mean, you're not there, but you're not far away. And I gather, well, you have interest in Lego as well?
Well, like Christoph Bartnick, I've got three kids, in fact, and they've all played with Lego, and he's right to reference that Lego Friends range, which is targeted at girls. And, of course, all the facial expressions on those are extremely benign. And if there's any evil genius here at Lego, it's that they've managed to get girls interested in Lego, because when I was a kid, it was pretty much a boy's toy. But I've got some sympathy here for Father Kostreva. I think, you know, when you talk about a toy destroying the soul of kids, it's a bit much, but you know the media are going to leap all over it. And of course, that's what's happened. But I think he's got something in that when you go into a store now and you look at the range, there's Star Wars Lego, there's this whole Ninjago brand, and that's got cartoons tied into it with this sort of samurai and martial arts kind of feel to it. And it is a bit more aggressive, because I think when we were kids, we just built structures and quite simple stuff. But what I suppose gives me hope, and that it doesn't have the sort of negative effects that Father Kostreva is so worried about, once they get these elaborate, you know, dragon-slaying vehicles, they build it once, then all the bits break down, and, you know, they just end up making harmless little cars, buses and toys afterwards.
You get a huge pile on the floor, as we know, and awful plenty of things you can tread on when you're in bare feet, and it can be extremely painful. But of course, there are lots of other, as we should say, and this isn't a Lego advert, there are plenty of other extremely excellent toys out there, including Mega Blocks and all sorts, which, I mean, they all have huge effects. I suppose the big thing, Colin, is that kids can use their imagination. They get these things and they're supposed to make a particular model, but in the end, they make something completely different just using their imagination.
Exactly right. And I think if Father Kostreva's concerns were genuine, or what he said was actually borne out in reality, once they got down to constructing something themselves, they might make something a little threatening. And that might give you cause for concern. If they wanted to put guns or blades on the outside of everything they built, well, then you would worry about, the branding they're first presented with, or the images, the ideas that lurked in their head. But the fact that they break these things down and then just make harmless little vehicles to race against each other and don't want to go to war or beat anyone up, that leads me to believe that Lego hasn't quite infected their souls in the way that Father Kostreva seems to worry that they might.
I think you might have to meet my son, Colin, because he breaks them all down, then builds these amazing, extremely violent and vicious tanks and heaven knows what that all line up.
I blame the parents, Roger.
I think it's the only answer, yes. And they knock each other down, and there is madness, mayhem and massacre on our table of a Saturday, which is what I should be going back to, I dare say. Anyway, that's it from Business Matters. Thanks very much indeed, Colin Peacock, and to all of you out there for listening, and I hope you have a very jolly weekend, and that you don't end up treading on pieces of Lego on the floor in your bare feet, because I tell you, that certainly doesn't make it very pleasant at all. Anyway, we're back next week. Join us then. Bye-bye.
There are dozens of different podcasts now available from the BBC, including news, documentaries, science, business, arts and sport. For details of them all, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.